Hi, everyone. I'm Craig Orndorff. This is Seems Like Old Times, the show where we listen to the memories. Greetings, my friends, and welcome once again to another edition of the show that features some of the greatest music of all time. And on the docket for today, we have Spring Songs. This is part two. And we do this about this time every year. We salute the season with records that have spring in the title or are about springtime activities. And of course, we have the countdown. And today we're going back to the first weekend of May in 1949. So that's what awaits us today, and if you're ready, let's get to it.
Seems like old times, being here with you. Being here with you. Being here with you.
And we're off and running on today's Seems Like Old Times. And we start on the countdown from this weekend in 1949. We're using Billboard Magazine's Radio Airplay chart. And the disc jockey survey is quite a bit different than the jukebox and sales charts, or at least more than usual. And as we start the countdown, here's a chart occurrence that I don't think I've ever seen. The same artist in three consecutive positions. It's the Russ Morgan Orchestra, and coming in at number 10, So Tired.
So tired of waiting for you. So tired of longing for you. Tired of waiting, saving my love for you. So tired of dreaming daydreams. So tired of only play schemes. Why don't you call me? Call me tonight, my dear. Tell me that your thoughts are all of me. Sweetheart, all day long I wonder why we're far apart. So tired of dreaming of you. So tired of waiting for you. But though I'm tired, I'll wait forever, dear.
Russ Morgan had just turned 45 this past week in 1949, and the veteran band leader is enjoying the greatest chart success of his career. That was So Tired, at number 10 on the radio chart this week, slowly coming down from its peak of number 3. How slow? It spent 25 weeks, almost half a year, on the national surveys. It's the opening weekend of the fifth month, 76 years ago, May 1949 on today's show. The President of the United States is Harry Truman, Alvin Barkley is the Vice President, and the population, 149 million. And the weather's cooperating for a nice spring weekend across the USA, and folks are getting out of the house this weekend, taking a break from stress and concerns. There's plenty of things to worry about, the Soviets, the Chinese, fear of recession, the atom bomb. But this weekend, we're enjoying life, heading to the zoo or the park, the racetrack, the ball game. Or just going out for a drive to read the new Burma Shave signs. Or how about a float on the river? The subject of record number 9 this week in 49, and once again, Russ Morgan.
Cruising down the river on a Sunday afternoon, with one you love, the sun above, waiting for the moon. The old accordion playing a sentimental tune. Cruising down the river on a Sunday afternoon, the birds above all sing of love a gentle sweet refrain. The winds around all make a sound like softly falling rain. Just two of us together will plan a honeymoon. Cruising down the river on a Sunday afternoon. Sweet refrain. The winds around all make a sound like softly falling rain. Just two of us together will plan a honeymoon. Cruising down the river on a Sunday afternoon.
Russ Morgan sang on a number of his recordings. You heard him a few minutes ago on So Tired. Well, he's added the Skylarks to the band, and they sang there, Cruising Down the River. Now, the Skylarks formed during World War II. They were 4 Army servicemen. After the war, they added a lady, Gilda Macon. Now, the group's name had changed a number of times over the years. But when they met Bing Crosby around 1947, he suggested the Skylarks. And now they're enjoying their greatest success with the Morgan Band, as Cruising Down the River's at number 9 on the radio chart this week, but it's at number 1 on both the sales and jukebox charts, spending a total of 7 weeks there, and it's a million seller. Well, let's turn on the radio now, see what's coming over the airwaves here in 1949. And on the weekend, most sets would be tuned to Mutual, especially late Sunday afternoon. A lineup of House of Mystery, True Detective Mysteries, The Shadow, and Quick as a Flash. Now, NBC has the Quiz Kid Sunday afternoons, and Sundays are also for the classics. Longines presents its Choraliers and Symphonette, plus the New York Philharmonic and the Metropolitan Opera. And as the new week rolls around, we'll have to follow up with our stories. You can't miss Ma Perkins. She's on at 1:15 on CBS, and then at 3:15 on NBC. It's Arthur Godfrey in the morning, and Don McNeil's Breakfast Club, and the kids have Jack Armstrong and Sky King. In primetime, we like the Gumshoes. There's some new ones, like Richard Diamond, Private Detective. That debuted last Sunday. Broadway Is My Beat came in February, as did Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. And it's been the first full season for Life with Luigi, Our Miss Brooks, and the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show.
Now, where do you want this nail?
Right over the fireplace. And, Phil, please be careful.
Honey, I know how to hammer a nail. Oh, wow, no. I hit my thumb.
Phil, how can you be so clumsy?
Stop laughing and look for my thumb. It must be on the floor someplace.
Oh, it's still on your hand. Does it hurt much?
Oh, honey, you never know how much I'm suffering. Oh, look at that little thumb. Oh, honey, I won't be able to use this finger. Oh, gee, I'm going to have to call off today's band rehearsal.
Why?
This is the thumb I deal the cards with.
Phil Harris and Alice Faye finished tied for 17th place in the ratings this year, along with another couple, George Burns and Gracie Allen. The top five this year, Bob Hope, Walter Winchell, Jack Benny, Fibber McGee and Molly, and number one, the Lux Radio Theater. And for the countdown today, we're playing the most popular songs that aired on the radio this weekend in 49. And at number eight, the final of three in a row from Russ Morgan, again with the Skylarks.
Forever and ever, my heart will be true. Sweetheart, forever, I'll wait for you. We both made a promise that we'd never part. Let's seal it with a kiss forever, my sweetheart. Let bygones be bygones forever. Sweetheart, forever, I'll wait for you. We both made a promise that we'd never part. Let's seal it with a kiss forever, my sweetheart. Let bygones forever. We'll fall in love once again. So let's tell the world of our new love divine. Forever and ever you'll be mine.
Russ Morgan and the Skylarks, Forever and Ever, number eight this weekend in 1949. But it's at number two on the jukebox survey. It would make it to number one for 3 weeks, making it Russ Morgan's fourth chart topper of all time. Now that's it for Russ Morgan today. However, we have two more versions of Forever and Ever coming up a little bit later. But let's give you a bonus tune from this weekend in 49, an R&B tune that started a dance craze. Here's saxophonist Paul Williams and his orchestra and the Hucklebuck. The Hucklebuck is a smash for Paul Williams here in the spring of 49, and its origin dates back to 1945. And Charlie Parker recorded Now's the Time. Lucky Millinder borrowed a riff from that, slowed the tempo, and titled it D-Natural Blues. And according to the book Before Motown by Lars Bjorn and Jim Gallert, Paul Williams heard Lucky playing it during a rehearsal one day and played it at his next gig. Well, the audience started doing a dance to it. After he was done, he called out to the people and said, "What's that dance?" And they shouted back, "The Hucklebuck." So that's what they titled it, and as soon as they could get in the studio, they recorded it. And it's become a sensation, because the dance is a little naughty, and the added lyrics are a little suggestive. And just about everybody's doing a version of it, including Tommy Dorsey, who will hit the top 10 in the summer. The Hucklebuck, one of the mementos from May of 1949, and we're listening to the memories on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, we've brought back the stack of spring records. Actually, I never put them away. They've been sitting there for 2 weeks. Well, I knew we'd be doing a part two, and here we are. We're celebrating spring again. And it begins today with the Claude Thornhill Orchestra, The Rustle of Spring.
Thank you. little late this year, a little late arriving in my lonely world over here. For you have left me, and where's our April of old? You have left me, and winter continues cold, as if to say spring will be a little slow to start, a little slow reviving that music it made in my heart. Yes, time heals all things, so I needn't cling to this fear. It's merely that spring will be a little late this year. Yes, time heals all things, so I needn't cling to this fear. It's merely that spring will be a little late this year.
There's a singer we don't play enough of, Joni James. There she sang Spring Will Be a Little Late This Year, recorded in 1956, accompanied by the David Terry Orchestra. And before that, from 1941, the Claude Thornhill Orchestra, Rustle of Spring. Well, have you begun your spring cleaning? Fats Waller has.
That ain't the cleaner. It is. Yes, yes. I'll polish the leaves, make them green again, shake out the trees. Change scene again. Spring cleaning, getting ready for love. Sweep out the nook, down in Lover's Lane, turn on the brook. Make it run again, spring cleaning, getting ready for love. Dust off the wintry bowers, wash them off with April showers. Cover them with fragrant flowers, shine up the silvery moon. Cause you and I have a rendezvous under the sky, like we used to do, spring cleaning, getting ready for love.
From 1937, Fats Waller and Spring Cleaning. As spring has sprung once again on Seems Like Old Times. This is Seems Like Old Times. I'm your host, Craig Orndorff, and on today's show, we're looking back to the first weekend of May 1949.
Now, the glamour girl of 49.
I'm Tallulah the tuba pal, and I've got a little something to tell. Your hair can be radiant, oh, so easy. All you gotta do is take me home and squeeze me. I'm Tallulah the tuba pal, and I'll make your hair look swell. It'll shine, it'll glow, so dandruff-free. For radiant hair, get a hold of me. Tallulah, the tuba pal shampoo.
Yes, folks, Tallulah's right. Prel, Procter & Gamble's Radiant Cream Shampoo, leaves hair more radiant than any soap shampoo. And Prel removes unsightly dandruff in as little as 3 minutes. Doctors' examinations proved it. For hair radiantly clean, radiantly lovely, try Prel, your very next shampoo.
Well, that seemingly innocent character caused a big uproar here in 1949. Tallulah, the tube of Prel, heard on radio shows The Life of Riley and Rosemary. The singer, by the way, was Fran Barber. Now, while it seemed nothing to get excited about, one person who took a definite dislike was actress Tallulah Bankhead. She thought the character was created and designed in her image. She said she was distressed, humiliated, and exposed to public ridicule and contempt for this outrage. And she sued Procter & Gamble, along with Prell's advertising agency, and both CBS and NBC radio networks for $1 million. The general opinion held that it was all a publicity stunt to get the actress into the spotlight. Responding to an article about the controversy in Life magazine, a reader claimed that Ms. Bankhead's tirade sold more shampoo than Tallulah the Tube ever could, and that Procter & Gamble should pay her the $1 million for the free advertising. Well, the case was eventually settled out of court, with Tallulah the actress receiving $5,000 in damages, while Tallulah the Tube continued to sell Prel until next year. And we're back on the Billboard countdown now at number 7, another version of Forever and Ever. This is Margaret Whiting.
Let bygones be bygones forever. We'll fall in love once again. So
let's seal it with
That's 24-year-old Margaret Whiting, Forever and Ever. At number 7 on Billboard's Radio Airplay chart this weekend in 1949, it would peak 2 spots higher and was the follow-up to her big smash, Far Away Places. And by the end of the year, she and Jimmy Wakely will have a string of country crossover hits. Also today, it's part 2 of Spring Songs Didn't Get Enough Last Week. Here's Ella with the Chick Webb Orchestra.
Touch your hand and my arms grow strong, like a pair of birds that burst with song. My eyes look down at your lovely face, and I hold the world in my grace. Younger than springtime are you, softer than starlight are you, warmer than winds of June are the gentle lips you gave me. Gayer than laughter are you, sweeter than music are you, angel and lover, heaven and earth are you to me. And when your youth and joy invade my arms, arms and fill my heart as now they do. Then, younger than springtime, am I? Gayer than laughter, am I? Angel and lover, heaven and earth, am I?
That's the legendary Australian singer Barry Crocker and Younger Than Springtime. And before that, from 1936, Ella Fitzgerald and the Chick Webb Band, I Got the Spring Fever Blues. And we're rejoicing in spring fever today on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, our saunter down memory lane takes us back 76 years to the 1st of May in 1949. And we're up to number 6 on the countdown from that weekend with Vaughn Monroe.
I want some red for a blue lady. Mr. Forrest, take my order, please. We had a silly quarrel the other day. Hope these pretty flowers chase her blue. Wrap up some red roses for a blue lady. Send them to the sweetest gal in town.
The sweetest gal in the town.
And if they do the trick, I'll hurry back to pick your best white orchid. For her wedding gown,
she will be so lovely to see. What a happy day that will be.
Some red roses for a blue,
my lovely
lady, and send them to the sweetest gal in town. And if they do the trick, I'll hurry back to pick your best white orchid for her wedding gown. She'll be so lovely on her wedding day.
37-year-old Vaughn Monroe from Akron, Ohio, at number 8 this weekend with Red Roses for a Blue Lady. He was backed by the Moon Men, coming down after a high of number 3, his biggest hit in more than a year. Well, here in my hand, tickets for a show. So let's head off to the theater and see what's playing on stage this weekend in 1949. An award winner for Martita Hunt and Mad Woman of Shiloh. There's Anne of a Thousand Days with Rex Harrison and Joyce Redman. And Death of a Salesman with Lee Cobb, Arthur Kennedy, Cameron Mitchell, and Mildred Dunnock. Comedies include Life with Mother, a sequel to Life with Father with Howard Lindsay. Goodbye, Mr. Fancy has Madeline Carroll, Joseph Bolan, and Shirley Booth. And it's Virginia Field and Sam Levine in Light Up the Sky. Some good musicals to choose from, Nanette Fabre and Ray Middleton in Love Life. As the Girls Go stars Bobby Clark and Irene Rich. There's Kiss Me Kate featuring Alfred Drake, Patricia Morrison, and Lisa Kirk. Already a blockbuster and just a few weeks old, Rodgers and Hammerstein's South Pacific with Azy Opinza and Mary Martin. And also playing this weekend in 49, Where's Charlie, starring Ray Bolger.
I caught you, sir, having a look at her as she went strolling by. Now didn't your heart go boom, 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 boom? Now didn't you sigh? I warn you, sir, never to dream of her. Just bid such thoughts be gone, or it'll be boom, 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 boom. From then on, for once in love with Amy, always in love with Amy, ever and ever fascinated by her. Set your heart afire to stay. Once you're kissed by Amy, tear up your list, it's Amy. Ply her with bonbons, poetry and flowers, moon a million hours away. You might be quite the fickle-hearted rover, so carefree and bold, who loves a girl and later thinks it over, then just quits cold. I was once in love with Amy, always in love with Amy, ever and ever sweetly you'll romance her. Trouble is, the answer will be that Amy'd rather stay in love with me. Ever and ever fascinated by her. Oh, I'm so happy. I want everybody to sing with me the next line. Once you're kissed by Amy.
Once you're kissed by Amy.
Tear up your list, it's Amy.
Tear up your list, it's Amy.
Ply her with bonbons, poetry and flowers.
Ply her with bonbons, poetry and flowers.
Moon a million hours away.
Moon a million hours away.
Let me take it. You might be quite the fickle-hearted rover, so carefree and bold, who loves the girl and later thinks it over, then just quits cold. Everybody sing Once in Love with Amy.
Once in love with Amy.
Always in love with Amy.
Always in love with Amy.
Ever and ever sweetly you romance her.
Ever and ever sweetly you romance her.
Trouble is, the answer will be
trouble
high.
Trouble is, the answer will be
ha 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 ha. That Amy'd rather stay
alone
with me.
That's Ray Bolger and Once in Love with Amy, from Frank Lesser's Broadway musical, Where's Charlie? And the single of Once in Love with Amy is on the charts this week. It would make it to number 16, and it was one of the first hit records to have a playing time of more than 4 minutes. Also today, our musical theme is Spring Songs, Part 2. Well, I hope you're getting a little spring-like weather this weekend. Lift your spirits out of the winter doldrums. That's what the Ray Noble Orchestra says on this one, when you've got a little springtime.
Thank you. I mean your heart. You can laugh at all the wintry winds that blow. Though December comes your way, for you the birds will sing, and buttercups come peeping through the snow. You'll be young, you'll be in love your whole life through. Just as young and more in love than at the start. And each happy scene will be evergreen as the sweetest morning in June, when you've got a little springtime in your heart.
When you've got a little springtime in your heart, the Ray Noble Orchestra featuring Al Boley, a record from 1934. And that's going to do it for hour one of today's show. We'll see you on the other side of the break with more of our salute to spring and more of the hits from this weekend in 1949 on Seems Like Old Times.